Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for today. Does anyone else have anything for the good of the order?
I have something, Mr. Chairman.
All right, Mr. Smith.
I'd ask Rick to check into something, and I think he can give us a brief update.
Yes, sir. I checked the contract with the consultant, UR Urban Research and Development Corporation, and they are required to provide a handout or discussion guide for the each of the five public meetings that we're having. The inquiry was about is there any kind of background information or something for the public to have an idea of just what the expectation is for that public meeting. And so that's what's being worked on by the consultant. And according to the principal that I got the information from, we should have a draft of that handout tomorrow. And when we get it, I'll distribute it to you all for your information. If you have any comments or anything you want us to look for or address, let us know, and we'll pass it on to the consultant. So, yes, there will be something available to the public at each of the meetings. Plus, there'll be boards and other kind of information, but there will be a handout available.
Thank you.
And I guess we'll put it on the internet also when we have it available.
And most likely, some of the other agencies that were county agencies were participating in these workshops, and they set up displays like EOC and libraries. And DelDOT's asked to be able to put up a display, and
DelDOT definitely is going to be there.
The Denrec wanted to put up something.
Might be Denrec, but I know DelDOT, as part of the mobility element, is going to have some information available.
So what happened last time we met? 2 hours, and we tried to give the first portion of the meeting to the towns to comment what their concerns were, and then we had the open session. Everybody can participate either way, but the open session, then they would go around and just talk to the different agencies there for 20 minutes, half hour or something, and everybody go.
Very good.
Is there going to be a sign up sheet for the?
Yeah, we always put up a sign up thing to get input about who they are, because most of the time you can't read the handwriting, but at least we have something. They don't print, and they don't know who they are a lot of time. We go through the sign up sheets out here when we have public hearings, trying to figure out what people said, because I hear one thing and Shane hears something else on the other side, and we. Sometimes we can't even get either one, something similar to either one of what we wrote.
They're signing up to speak? Or they're
We could ask for that, but typically they it's informal. They look at some maps and some display and hear a little bit of a short presentation, then they ask questions.
Okay.
It's not a public hearing, it's a public meeting for input. And that's the way it's being advertised.
Anything else?
So back to the time extensions. Am I correct in that we're going to have council look into that in terms of having them provide us with their schedule and what's
status report?
Progress.
Status report you want?
Yeah.
And do you want it for 2 years, or did you want to amend it to that, or just to add the 1 year time to provide a status report for further?
I think what's being discussed is to extend the original approval to 2 years and not have a time extension provision.
Yeah, that would be an amendment to the ordinance.
Yeah, that would require an ordinance.
That would have to get consent of council to introduce it.
So there'd be no need for a request because you get 2 years and that's it.
2 years and that's it, yeah.
Or maybe three, I don't know what it is.
Well, that or give them 2 years and one year time extension.
But then they'd be coming in like they are now and ask for another time. We've had some there 2 or 3 years.
They're doing everything they could do, and the state's running them into.
Well, you give them. Well, it's like Lawrence just mentioned. You could give them 3 years. Give it to them all up front.
Say they can't. They don't. There's no time extension.
There's no time extension. If you can't get it done in 3 years, it has to be reheard.
If you're not a record within 3 years, it's considered void.
Yeah, the approval expires.
It doesn't mean it has to be built, it means it has to be approved, all approvals have to be.
But if they get the approval, then, if they get final approval recorded, then they have 5 years under sunset regulation.
Three years would be good.
Yeah, 3 years makes sense, really, let's think about that.
3 years, and then they get 5 years after that if they get it all done, so they have 8 years to.
8 years to get substantially underway?
Yeah, to get substan-, yeah, to get.
Yeah, it's actually 5 years is for substantial underway.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, that would be the thing to do, give them.
Substantial underway.
Good as.
Substantial underway, Dennis gave us a definition one time.
And then, I mean, and then what that does, just like today, that would have eliminated, what, five items from the agenda.
Right.
Right there.
Seven last time.
That's right.
Keep it up, we don't have enough stuff to have a meeting.
That would also go for conditional uses as well.
Three, let's look, let's talk.
It's just for subdivision.
But we have talked about that on conditional uses too. Conditional use is valid for 1 year and you have the right by ordinance to apply for two extensions. That's why we've been doing it with the subdivision, because the conditional use was basically the same process.
Well, give them the same thing for conditional use, huh?
Sounds good to me.
I mean, if it's.
Works for me.
Yeah, why would you not, really, I mean. That way, if they don't have their act together in 3 years, the conditional use has to come back.
Is the review agencies are essentially the same for conditional use as they are for a subdivision?
And 3 years is enough time, I don't know of any place that, you know, in.
But we're going to have to look at some, with the land use plan, we're going to be working on ordinance changes anyway.
Right. Well, yeah, if you're not doing it, you're not doing it.
We're going to be required ordinance changes because of the land use plan.
Yeah.
But something that we're going to be doing anyway.
Okay.
Unless you want to fight it in the butt right now, get it started.
That would reduce your agenda.
Why not?
Talk to Vince.
Okay.
Yeah, we maybe won't get lost in the land use update.
Yeah.
Well, it's a minor thing, but it happens that you get.
And it's just a subdivision.
I don't want to go looking at the whole ordinance and trying to amend the whole thing. It's easier to look at a specific item and address it than it is to look at an the whole ordinance, because one thing predominates all the rest. So.
Right.
Even though it's a small item, it's a. I don't think you're getting opposition to it.
I wouldn't think so. Anything else for the good of the order?
Just a reminder that we meet again next Thursday, the 22nd, and the first land use workshop, public meeting, I should call it, I guess, is January 29th on Monday at 6 to 8 o'clock at Greenwood Bar Company.
Okay.
We met there last time, but somebody said it was the time before. We meet twice on workshop last time. We did. We had to go back.
Mm-hmm.
We went five different places, then we got a draft of sorts and went back and did five more.
Yeah.
I think the Greenwood was the early one, and because we did it different the second time, different places.
Right.
Did we ever get a composite of all the commission members and staff phone numbers and addresses?
That's a good question. We asked for that too. Contact list.
Yeah. We have it for all the staff, and we have a separate list for all the commissioners.
Some copies of those lists.
Did you want just the commissioners?
Not staff.
I can have everything. So all more contacts, the merrier.
Commissioners, staff, we have to put it together. Board of Adjustment.
Yeah. County Council. County Council, like to have them.
A good. I don't think the commissioner, is that little blue thing that the little book have them in there?
No, they're not in there.
Does not?
This?
Yeah, that. I didn't know if it's in there or not.
No.
Not? Okay.
Got your cell phone number in there.
Oh, that's our alarm, 4:30. Time to go home, guys.
I want George Cole's cell phone number.
The Planning and Zoning Commission meets.
I don't know. Probably wants
the 25th. What did I say, 22nd?
Later.
22nd. I'm sorry, 25th, and the first workshop meeting is the 29th.
Right.
So you want a composite listing of phone?
Everything.
Commission,
address,
staff.
Email.
Addresses.
Cell phone, social security.
We might have to go in and collect some of them.
Driver's license number.
Bar numbers.
Bar numbers.
Bank account.
Visa account.
Yeah.
Bank account.
Okay. I know the council is in the little blue book, but we can get you a copy of that too. That'll give you all representatives and senators and everything.
Good deal. Appreciate it. I know you got plenty to do, but maybe.
If I forget, but.
Good time, somebody could do that for us. Anyone have anything else for the good of the order? Last call. Okay, there being none, we stand adjourned.